Just 6 months into the year, and Wilmington has already seen more than 100 shootings and almost two dozen homicides. WHYY's Nichelle Polson examines whether residents are losing hope or still holding on.
Since January, the city of Wilmington has welcomed a new mayor, police chief, and voted in a few new members to city council. Everywhere you turn, the changes are noticeable, even with new construction and people at work to make Wilmington more attractive. But resident Michelle Billups says the new changes don't outweigh the rampant gun violence.
So here we are now at 2017, and we've got a shooting every other day. I mean, I can sit in my kitchen and hear shots and count the shots.
The number of shootings this year has shattered previous records. Billups says the most troubling incident involved a six-year-old caught in the crossfire.
We have to stop being afraid of where we live and who we're living with. I'm not afraid, because otherwise we'd have been gone.
Residents like J.J. Francis of the Hedgeville neighborhood in Wilmington question, where does the city go from here? Lose hope or hold on to it?
You can never lose hope in people. When you see people, all I see is potential. It's most importantly, what we're going through is just temporary.
Francis recently met with new Wilmington Police Chief Robert Tracy to discuss the growing number of shootings in the city. Tracy, who has worked in New York and Chicago, says his approach to tackling the violence is hitting one hot spot at a time.
We didn't reduce crime in Chicago. We didn't reduce crime in New York. By looking at the whole city, we broke it up into manageable pieces and had victories with the community.
During a ride-along, Chief Tracy says a good starting point in Wilmington is West Center City, an area where Billups says officers seem disengaged.
During the day, when we sit out here, sometime the summer evenings, when we sit out front or whatever, and a police officer will ride down the street, they don't even throw up their hand and say. Now, if I remember his face from coming through the community a couple times a week or whatever, then he should remember mine.
With a police force of 300 plus officers, Tracy says all that changes on his watch. Officers' new assignment is to get out of their patrol cars, walk the streets, and interact with residents to develop a trustworthy relationship. That's what he calls community policing.
Do we have enough police officers? Well, I'm evaluating that, and I evaluate it every single day. But we are a department that actually has more police officers per capita to many other police departments in the United States.
However, resident Umar Hassan L. says he still doesn't believe a good plan is in place.
My thing is that 20 murders is not like Philadelphia. It's not like Camden. It's not like Baltimore. It's not like Chicago. What it means to us is 20 murders and the shootings, 100 and some shooting, means that the community and the police are not working together.
As for Chief Tracy, he remains hopeful.
It didn't get this way overnight, so you have to manage expectations. If you're going to build for long-term success, there has to be some patience.
From the Delaware desk, Nichelle Polston, WHYY News.